Yes.
And who y'all having down there? Y'all got anything going at 1 o'clock Saturday?
No, ma'am, not yet.
Will you have anything coming up?
I don't know yet. They're making arrangements now.
What's the next funeral you got coming up?
We got a funeral Saturday at 1 o'clock. Mount Calvary Baptist Church.
And what's the name on it?
Ms. Anna Mae Barkley.
Lord Jesus! Lord. Ain't nobody call me and told me she dead.
All right.
Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
So what are some keys to receiving? We know what the hindrances are. Pride. So I know that a key to receiving is humility. I got to stay humble. In other words, I got to stay dependent upon God. I've got to constantly acknowledge my dependence upon Him, that I need Him and that I love Him. I got to stay humble. Because God gives more grace to the humble. There's an abundance of grace. The Bible talks about an abundance of peace, an abundance of joy, an abundance of provision, an abundance of truth. God does everything on a grand scale. That's why He's great. So if I'm going to receive, one of the keys to receiving is humility. A humble man can get anything God got. In fact, you know, when we studied humility a year or so ago, I did about 12 weeks on humility. And what I learned when I was studying that was that it didn't matter how wicked you were, how bad you were, and how much of an enemy of God you were. If you humbled yourself, God received you. And when He got ready to pass judgment on wickedness and those wicked kings, when God sent a prophet to him and say, "I've judged you and this is fixing to happen to you," there were some kings that went on and took the judgment because of the pride in their heart. But there were some kings that humbled themselves and said, "You know, I done messed up. I did wrong. Lord, forgive me." And several things happened. I saw God delay judgment. Delayed judgment. And then sometimes God would say, "Because you humble yourself, I'm going to lessen your judgment." it's not going to be as severe as what I had originally said, so I'm going to lessen the judgment. And then I saw God. It was totally amazing, was that he totally removed the judgment altogether. And that's what happened to us in Christ. When it came to us in our redemption, oh yeah, judgment had been passed on us, but when we received Jesus, he totally removed all judgment against us. So humility is a powerful thing. That when you live in humility, I'm going to tell you can't get nothing from God without humility. That is the first step. That is the doorway. Everybody that gets saved have to walk through the door of humility. And you have to admit that you need a Savior and that you are lost and that you are willing to receive Christ. Unless you do that, you cannot be saved. Humility is one of those big keys. Amen? Glory to God. And that's the kind of attitude that Jesus lived with. And the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be made equal to God, and made himself of no reputation, humbled himself, became obedient even to death. Humility is a key. A second key is faith. If unbelief will keep you out, then faith will bring you in. Amen. How was Joshua and Caleb going to go possess the land? They was going to do it by faith. So faith, believing what the Word of God says, mixing your confession with the Word of God, finding out what God says, and then say, you know what, I believe this here. I believe God. And meditating in that word until you are totally convinced that God's going to perform that word for you. And you do that by being fully persuaded and giving glory to God. So when I release my faith to God, when I exercise faith, I'm receiving something from him. And I'm not going to let go of it. I'm going to hold fast to my confession of faith. And I'm going to look at the Word. I'm going to look at Jesus. He is the Word. And I'm not going to look anywhere else. I'm not going to have two minds about it. One track mind, the Word. Double-minded man can't get anything from God. See, because he waver and he doubt. He back and forth. He never get a place where he's stable. If God even gave it to him, he wouldn't be able to hold it because as soon as he got it, he changed his mind about it. So faith, there's an element of faith in receiving from God. Amen. Unwavering trust in God's integrity, in his word. That you, if God said it, I believe it, and that's the way it's going to be. I'm going to hold fast to my confession of faith without wavering. I'm going to receive by faith. Tell your neighbor, say, I receive by faith. Now, when you say you receive by faith, that means you receive without evidence. Somebody say, how you know you got that? Where your proof? Your faith is the proof. Your conviction on the inside is the proof. Faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence, things not seen. Faith is a title deed of what you hope for. Conviction of the reality of the things you can't see, that you're convinced that what you believe God for exists in the unseen realm. And because it exists in the unseen realm, you have received it, and now you're just going to exercise patience until that thing is manifested in your life. How many of y'all see that? See, if it ain't out there, I ain't got no business believing for it. If it don't exist, I ain't got no business asking God for it. But if it exists and God said it exists, if God said, I'm going to give strength to my people, then strength must be available. Amen. Strength is, there's a source of strength out there somewhere. Yes. Amen. If he said, I'm going to give strength, that means strength coming from him. That means he's the source of strength. So if I believe that God is, that he is the strength of my life, and then I can have it because the Bible says I want to give strength. And when I found out that I got tipped off there, the word give tipped me off, yeah, that I'm supposed to receive this. The Lord will give strength to his people. He will bless his people. Oh, there go another one right there. I got tipped off there. He going to bless me. He going to bless his people. When he say bless his people, that means me. Amen. I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing. So any blessing that he mentioned, it's available to me. Because I've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, in the realm of the spirit. Where are those blessings? They are in the realm of the spirit, but your faith takes hold of them and pulls them into the natural realm. He's the strength of my life. The Lord is my light. I got light on the inside. The scripture says that God shone his light into our heart to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. So light came inside of me. So I must have light on the inside. So I'm not going to say I'm full of darkness. I'm not going to participate with dark things. I'm not going to give my attention to things that's of the kingdom of darkness, because I got light on the inside of me. The Bible says, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee, that's a tip. That's a tip. Christ shall give thee light. So if he giving light, I say, okay, Jesus, I'm receiving. You can't read very far in the New Testament that you'll be receiving all day long. If you'll get those little tip-off words, you'll have to stop reading and say, oh, wait a minute, that's something I'm supposed to have. Okay, Jesus. And you'll get so full of heaven, so full of glory, that you won't even want to have nothing to do with this dark world out there, because your life is so good. And you got so much peace and so much power and so much blessing working in your life that you don't want to step out of this glory. Not even for a second. Tell your neighbor, say, not even for a second. No, I'm walking with God. I'm walking with God. I'm in a good path. He will show me. That's another one. He will show me. He will show me the path of life. That means there is a path of life available. And he'll show it to me. So, Lord, thank you for showing me. See, I'm going to take hold of that. I ain't going to say, Lord, I just hope that you show me the path of life. I'm saying, okay, Lord, thank you. You're showing me the path of life. I'm walking on the path of life. I might not feel no different. My circumstances may never even change. But the change is taking place in here. Where the change got to take place first? In us. Before it changes out here, it's got to change in here. Before it changed out there, the change had to take place in here. Amen. This is where you receive. Yes. When you receive it in here, then it goes to work in you and then begins to work out there. Amen. Amen. Working on the inside, working on the outside. What it is? Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Well, how did he get on the inside? By your faith. How did he get on the inside? How did he get there? You had to receive him. As many as received that tip. As many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. But you shall receive, tip. You shall receive what? Power. So why are you going around saying you ain't got no power? You ain't supposed to say you ain't got no power, and Jesus say you did. Now who you going to believe? The devil tell you you're powerless. Now who you going to believe? Jesus said you receive power after the Holy Ghost come on you. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us power, love, and a sound mind. Stop saying you're crazy. Stop saying you're losing your mind. I must be losing my mind around here. Boy, I tell you, the devil just whooping me coming. I must be losing my mind. I think I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. Shut up. I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. Ooh, my mind getting bad.